in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. By the radio, the come up is a must. Keep us tuned in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and I'm your gracious host of the show, one of the hosts. JoJo will be in momentarily. Man, today's show is pretty interesting for multiple reasons. One is my special guest will be on tonight, which is the CEO of Tara Thomas Agency, that's Ms. Tara Thomas herself, will be checking into the show. And she's had a few people come check in to the show that she's represented, including actor Keith Robertson and Mama Joyce. So those are actually two great interviews I had on the show. So very interesting. You must check them out. And she's just a hard working woman. She been representing people like Gutter Gutter and K Camp, that's to name a few. And man, it's just great to just be able to chop it up with her, kind of picking her brain and finding out, you know, how she started her PR company in the first place, as well as, you know, some things that, as far as her artists out there, models, whatever, trying to figure out that one little move to make in order to best promote their brand. So we'll be talking to her momentarily on the show about the 15th of the hour. So be on the lookout for that. Also, tonight's show will be dedicated to a woman who passed away a few hours ago. Very special woman who, you know, because of her, she was a half of the reason my dad is here in the first place. That is my granny. I call her Granny. The others call her Dolores Collier. And, man, it's crazy, man, because my dad is having a fight right now, you know, dealing with not only, you know, his father passing away about 10 years ago, you know, now I had to deal with his mother passing away. And so not having either one of your parents is a very tough thing. And, you know, a lot of people always hear me talk about how a lot of successful moves I make are because I have a strong family dynamic that supports me all the way and really gets behind me, man, really supports and encourages me. And that's definitely something that it's just crazy when you lose another part of your family, it changes things up for you. So, man, Granny, man, we all miss you. I know my dad, man, he's going to be going through some stuff, you know. He's a tough warrior, and he might hold it in, but I know he's feeling like crap right now. And so just ask you guys, keep him in your prayers, keep him family in your prayers. Yeah, but, you know, and some people probably ask themselves, you know, so you're not saying, you're doing the show, how can you do the shows? See, for me, I talk about this a lot. It's not that you're not sad when someone passes away. It's not just because I'm a male. I know that's what some of you might say as well, too. It's not that. For me, I say this over and over again. Every time I try to think about a family member or a friend passing away. A lot of people who are very close to me watch me do stuff I love, watch me pursue a craft, and really just hone in the skill of getting better and better with it. And I just, and that's not giving up. And so if that's the case while they were alive, why should I give up when they're, when they transcend? Like, I talk to, I mean, and I don't, and I tell people this, I talk to a lot of models and talk to a lot of artists and tell them this a lot. You cannot allow it to have a standstill. Yes, you can grieve. Everyone grieves in their own way. But best thing you can do is go even harder at what you love. Go harder. They live. I was just talking to my brother about this because I was having this thought process this morning, ironically, where, and I was going to share in the show, but now it has even more validity to share in the show. And that's, you know, don't be afraid to die. Do you, I mean, people are so afraid to die that they make that, they, every day they're like, oh my God. You can't be afraid to die, and you can't be afraid to live. Because a lot of people do that too. Y'all are so afraid to live and enjoy and make the best out of every day. Make the best out of it. And that might set a broken record, but no, man, you're not gonna, you might not get tomorrow to be able to prove it. And what I liked about this woman, known as my granny, that woman could fight. She survived breast cancer 4 times. And being 88, she got a chance to celebrate her 88th birthday back in January. And she hung in there, man. She was very vibrant, even through pain and whatnot. She was very vibrant. And I watch a lot of people who are my age who don't have any elements, who whine and complain and are just so stagnant. And you have no excuse. Live your life, man, and enjoy it. Stop being content with just little old stuff. Being content with just not living life is not going to be enough. I say, I'll continue to say it. I'm going to continue to say it, and I'm going to continue to say it. So one of these days, don't wait for it to be too late. Unless my brother was sitting on the phone with me right before the show we were talking. Well, a lot of people don't get this. Stop waiting. Stop waiting until you get so old. And not saying that this is what my granny did, but this is what a lot of people do. They wait until they get older to start caring about the health or whatever. Well, I got to live in that. You know, yes, you want to live in the moment, but sometimes you need to think, if you plan on living for a long time, you need to have preventative measures to make sure you're going to be, that you make as many opportunities to make your lifespan a little bit longer. In a much more comforting experience while you live that life. Don't just wait. I cannot stand people who are so content with just things being the way they are. Do something about it. Stop waiting on somebody to wait, come run around and give them this magical horse and wave a magic wand and make the world perfect for you. Be a part of making the world perfect. Don't wait for someone to make it perfect for you. Sorry to tell you, but all the stuff you see on Disney does not exist. There's no magic wand coming anytime soon. All right. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break, and then we'll be back right here on Life at the Dusk Live, Hot After Dusk Monday. This song is dedicated to my granny, man. Granny, or another name we call her jokingly, Dolores OG. This song dedicated to you. Dad, hang in there. I know it's hard. Hang in there. This is Tupac, Dear Mama, and we'll be back.
Well, I appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street.
Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
So you should check them out there. So again, they're correlated, and I'm a model of that as well. And again, it's based on a lot of the same things I just mentioned. So I ain't really fine.
Nice.
What's up, JoJo?
Welcome.
I was just saying, what's up? What's up?
I said nothing. You're having technical difficulties again, weren't we?
No, we weren't at all. It was fine, actually. It was, no, I was talking, like when you came in earlier, I was talking about my grandmother just passed away about
Aww.
2 hours ago. So
oh
I was just having a speech about people living, not being afraid to die, and not being afraid to live. Because some people are so afraid to live, and
you know
some
what?
People might get, and some people might get confused because they see me not crying and stuff on the show right now. It might get it confused of, oh, he's not sad or no. I do, everybody.
Their own way.
And it's not even just that. For me, that I was talking about, for me personally, I just can't sit there and have a standstill and not do nothing. You know, just all of a sudden just stop doing what I love doing. And especially when the people who pass away witness you do what you love doing and supported you in it. The work, to me personally, and everybody grieves their own way, everyone thinks a different way. But to me personally, the worst thing you could do is just give up. And this is not of me. I've had, of course, my...
I'm pretty sure
your
grandma wouldn't want
today.
You to give up.
Right. Like, it's all right to mourn, and but don't just give up, or don't allow it to allow you to think a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, where you just kind of just afraid to live. Some people allow death to hinder them from living life. You got to live it. So, the people, a lot of
people
that pass away. Right. Some of these people that pass away in some in different people's lives, a lot of these people that pass away were people who weren't afraid to live. If you look at some of you in your life personally who have passed away, if you think of some of the ones who just always went hard every day, even through the hard days. Those are the people you got to put your hat, tip your hat off to, because those people were great examples of not being afraid to live. My friend who passed away, which is crazy that this is like about nine days from now, be a year ago when I had to go to a funeral for my best friend. Ironically, here's the crazy part when I found my friend was passed away. I found that he passed away right there. I was getting ready to call him, right, to go to Texas Relays, ironically. Because he was one of the people that would go with me all the time, and it was always a great time just hanging out with him. And I remember I was getting ready to call him and say, man, I booked my room, bro. You ready to go? I was getting ready to call him. And right before I was getting ready to call him, my brother, I mean, what the heck? What kind of odds are that? My brother calls me and tells me that, he's crying. I'm like, one of my brothers crying? So, and he's crying and he's telling me that our best friend passed away. That was just so weird to me, because the excitement turned to sadness real quick, because I was in a very excited level. And then it was crazy. It was on a day I was doing a show, and people know me. I just don't give up. I'm going to go hard through the show regardless, because that's what the people, they live, watch me do what I love doing.
Yeah.
And they support it. He was one of the people that said, I have him in my credits for every issue of a magazine, because it well after he passed away, because he was one of those people. My very first issue, I had a launch party, and my birthday was the same time as the first issue of a magazine, and he really went. He was out me, and we just like. We went in, and he just wasn't being afraid to live. I wasn't being afraid to live. We were having a good time, left a positive memory with people that they're like, man, I remember that friend you was with, man. I mean, you say he passed away, man, I remember he was with you, bro. He was cool, man. Like, I had nothing bad to say about him at all. And that's what you have to do. Live and live, leaving something to where, you know, some people are like, I don't really care what people got to say about me. Or this, that, and the other. I'm about this money. And I know some people don't like hearing it, but when you pass away, that money is not going to be there.
It's really not.
And especially if you run around and you single, and you're unmarried, and you don't have any kids, you're not going to have anybody to pass it off to. So, you just screwed all across the board to continue to be so disrespectful, you know, that's not being afraid. That's not acting in not being afraid to live. That's living carelessly. And
you
know, you do wild stuff. You can do wild. You know, people do wild stuff. Heck, I do wild stuff, but. Also, too, at the same time, think about what you do.
It's funny, though, because it's usually like the older people, they don't have a fear of dying or anything like that. They're okay with it. Like, I worked at an EMS company last year, and I had to go in and out of nursing homes. And those old people are crazy. They're like, man, I don't live my life. So I fall asleep and I don't wake up tomorrow. Oh, well, I don't care. I live my life. I have fun.
Right.
And then you have, like, these young folks that, if I die tomorrow, what's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. It's always the older people that don't care. Like, the job I'm at right now, one of the patients, he died over the weekend. And I just remember the owner's wife, she was in there talking about how the old man was arguing with his son, telling him, do not resuscitate me. Just let me die. I've already lived. I done told all y'all, bye, leave me alone already. And that man fought with his son and everybody until, you know, he finally passed away. Because he didn't want to be resuscitated. He just wanted to go ahead. He wanted, when he died, that's what he wanted. He sat up there and he told his whole family, everybody, bye. And then his son made them resuscitate him. And they said that the home health aide, she said that man was arguing, throwing a fit because they brought him back.
Yeah, man, it's... And it's oh, just whatever.
It's the older people, they're okay with death. It's like, they live, and most of them, like, that man, he was 91. So he lived, and most of these old people, senior citizens and whatnot, they were around, you know, during freaking 60s and whatnot, and they done seen everything go from bad to how it is now. So they don't care if they live or die. They're ready to go. It's like, okay, live my life. I saw some things, I did some things, I'm done. So it's my time to go, it's my time to go. You have all these other people running around here like, oh, I can't die because I got all this money or I got this. And, you know, if I die, then what's going to happen to my stuff? Y'all not even worried about, okay, well, who's going to be there? I don't think people are going to take your flat screen TV and your cars and whatnot into the funeral home.
Right. And if you're afraid, here's the thing: if you're afraid to die, stop putting your. I mean, people die from freak accidents too, but
yeah,
do your best on your part to lengthen your time. Some people just do whatever. Oh, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to do that. Like
is
me
that
personally.
A
yeah, I mean, for me personally, my weight loss journey ain't just about, oh, we just look good for certain people. It ain't about that. It's about, man, I don't want to be old. Right. I don't want to be sitting, and while I'm living life, I don't want to have to deal with it uncomfortably, like to where I'm in pain, or I want to heighten the chances of me living it comfortably.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody understands that. A lot of people just live in the moment of, okay, well, a lot of these little tax ballers, they're like, oh, I got that 10 stacks. I'm about to do this, this, and that. And it's like, okay, you're doing all that now. What happens if you go on this vacation or for this, you know, something happens and you die? Then what? All that was for nothing. You're bragging about something that's not even going to be there in the long run.
It's
terrible.
It's ridiculous.
Just give me a little bit of life. Spend time with the ones you love that are truly there for you. Because you don't want to die and then there's nobody at your funeral.
And so good seeds. Stop doing people wrong. People, as often they just do people wrong because I don't care. Cause people, come on, man. Like, try having a freaking heart. And yeah, okay, so people are like, well, you know, people have done this to me, so why should I care? That don't mean you don't live life positively, man. Like,
Just because somebody does something wrong to you doesn't mean you have to go and be best friends with them. So at least just forgive them. Let them live their life and you do you, but at least forgive them so your conscience is clear and you're not holding that grudge.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people, man, they just do people wrong. They do people wrong and have no remorse.
There's a lot of people out there like that. But you just gotta let it go. Forget about them and let it go.
It's on the token of, as far as the people who's doing the wrong, you know, because somebody else did you wrong, get over it, man. Like you said, forgive and keep moving on. Do you hear this often? And people don't really take it from, you know, they don't take it at value of, you know, when they say for revenge and not forgiving, you know, it tends to eat at you more than the person you're not forgiving, because you had to deal with this dark heart. You had to deal with, because you got a grudge against someone, so it's hurting you more than that person. Because, yeah, that person is moving on or whatever. You know, so then they did the dirt, and now they going on. But you still allowed it to take over you. And as long as you keep doing that, they win every time. Stop being afraid to live life, man. Like, I just cannot. There's nothing more I can stand than people who take life for granted, who take people for granted, all that. Oh, I'm gonna see. Oh, you'll be here tomorrow. Oh, you'll be here tomorrow. Oh, we could do. No, I don't do. I hate doing that. I dealt with the whole thing of not seeing people, like they're not promised tomorrow. Heck, did you not hear what I said last year? Literally last year, around this time, I was just calling up a friend, about to go hang out. And the thing is, God did the God, man, he's something else. He makes sure he do the right things at the right time. And that being that particular thing was the last time I got to hang out with my best friend before he passed away was my brother's wedding. And yeah, man, like that thing, man, it was just great. You see the pictures and everything, and even though you're sad, you're still happy because you remember you had a great time. And that's what I hope every time that's why when I hang out with people, I go in because this could be the first and last time ever meeting me and hanging out with me.
See, that's why we gotta go hard at text relays.
Right, man. I say this a lot. And y'all hear us joke around with each other and give each other a hard time. It is what it is. We just do it. We don't mean any harm in it at all. But man, JoJo's one of the people like. If people that listen to the show for a long time have seen me deal with co-host after co-host after co-host after co-host after co-host, and this is the first co-host that I had that's been rocking with me for several years before she became. Well, let me take that back. On Life After Does Live, on Glitz and Glamour and Real Spill Radio. You know, I've known those people for a long time, too, and they're a great example of that, but I'm more so their co-host. But as far as on the Monday and Wednesday shows, it's the first time I had a co-host where I've known them for a long time, and to me, they just care about my well-being. You know, well, it wasn't just no ulterior motive. It was you really care about my well-being, and heck, I want to be able to grow with someone that I know that was, because just like how I was there for you when you took your break, and right before you took your break, just giving you advice. Heck, that's just what you're supposed to do, man. And I couldn't ask no more, man. For a co-host, that's what you want. You want somebody that's going to go hard, and you can go hard for them, too. So
that's how we do it in Texas.
Yeah, because you're actually, out of my co-hosts of that history, you will only be the second one that was in the same state as me. The other one was from Houston, too. I mean, one of those was from Houston.
But I'm from the South somewhere. That's all that matters.
We're not even going to talk about the story of how I feel about. Like, I'm not going to turn it into a negative show, but I still don't have any closure on that chapter. I forgive him, but I'm in a confused state still because I don't know, because I'm just mad. I just don't get it. So I'm not even going to dwell on it. I'm not going to turn the show on. Let's talk about why Cole's no longer here, and I don't know why.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, it does. And I've had guest co-hosts over check in and clown me and whatnot, but you will be the first one in about a year and a half. So yeah, it takes me, and I know there's one dude who listens to my show a lot, who's like listened to it since pretty much season one. He go, "Oh, you got another co-host? Oh my," said he. I can't believe it. You know, he hadn't got on me yet, but I know he will eventually because he gets on me every time. But, no, this time it feels good. It's like I feel confident. So, hey, we're going to go to another music break. We back. I guess I guess the guests will not be checking in. You never know. We'll see throughout the show what goes on. But at the moment,
okay.
It looks like the guests might not be checking in.
If the guest doesn't check in, we still have all of my awesomeness. So it's all good.
Oh, my God. I just don't want to speak ill like they're not, you know, because if they do, they're feel crazy. So I'm still going to, you know, show love, respect in case you can. You can't? Cool. But it turned out for the best, though, because what a day it would have been had, you know, things just happen, man. I'm one of those people that believe things happen for a reason. And I not just sound like a broken record, but I believe it does. All
everything
right.
happens
so,
for a reason. You don't know what the reason is. You figure it out later on, but everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
What was
so
that
here
name?
We go. We'll go to a song break. We'll go to a double play, and actually, and then we'll be back.
She don't want no lame. Shawty ain't play no game. When I pull up in the rain, she think she like me. I don't think she like me. Really, she just want my fame. Shawty want my name. My name, 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 Shawty want my name. Gold digger, yeah. Say that you want me, but you ain't the one for me. When you start acting famous, that's when you well ignore me. Girl, I don't play that, play that. If you want the money, say that, say that. Don't be acting like a royal, royal. And I know you ain't loyal, loyal. You don't want no shawty ain't playing no game. When I pull up in the rain, she thinks you like me. I don't think she like me. Really, she just want my fame. Shawty want my name. My name, 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 Shawty want my name. Like me, I don't think she like me. Really, she just want my fame. Shawty want my name. My name, 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 Shawty want my name.
Hey gal, double O that Y. You know what, so we get no gal, no gal, no gal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, fears, listen when me tell the gal. Watch I know, watch I know, watch I know, gal. Been loving up your timing like your flow, gal. And you feel no, you feel no, you feel no, gal. If me no get that body day tonight, me nah go, gal. Say you got it, pan luck. Louis Vuitton, say you got it like that. Girl, your bumper so big, grab on me bike back. And you know so me love it when you fling it like that. Hey, girl, say you know me not pretend. Me, I tell you straight, say me love the girl them. But are you, girl, Phoebe, me closest friend. Me, I tell you straight, me no want none of them. Me no want none of them, me no want none of them. Mount a girl, me have me could have borrow and lend. But are you, girl, Phoebe, me closest friend. Tell you that already, know me telling you again, again, girl. Forget, girl, that are you. Big girl, that's a usual thing. Big girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Big girl, that's a usual thing. Big girl, that's a usual thing. Big girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Baby girl, me and the Rouge, you are the same. Last week, me meet a nigga and wait. Money is legal, a different time.
Like
What?
All right, we're back, everyone. We got about a little less than 12 minutes left for the show. So, yeah, man, it's very interesting. So let me check. I need to check the score because it's about – I got to get in a totally biased sports moment for today. So, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Let's see. Before I can see how biased I can be, can I be triumphant? That's the question. Can I be triumphant? All right. Let's see.
We still have
well, before for today's totally biased sports moment, I'm talking about my Dallas Mavericks. Oh, man. It's about a minute and a half left to go of the game. They are up 100-91.
Where are they playing?
Man, they're playing against New Orleans.
Oh, nobody cares about New Orleans. Go Mavs!
here's something interesting for you. James Harden has been suspended for one game for
yeah,
the kick he did to LeBron James.
He kicked LeBron. It's okay, because we still won.
Horrible, horrible kick. Now they're going to take away his MVP ballot. Because he's horrible. He's on a horrible team.
He's not on a horrible team. He's on an awesome team.
No.
LeBron's just mad because he made his match, that's all.
Yeah, his balls made his match. All right, so here goes some interest for you NBA fans. You know, I always love when sports start doing this and finally put it up, start putting the playoff picture up. It's like how NFL does. So here's the playoff picture. They put up, you know, they always go by current standings and what's going on, run the league, whatever. In the current, if the playoffs started today. This is how it would go. Eastern Conference. Atlanta will be playing against Brooklyn. So Atlanta Hawks will be playing against the Brooklyn Nets. Toronto Raptors versus Miami Heat. Chicago Bulls versus Milwaukee Bucks. Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Washington Wizards. That will be the Eastern Conference. The Western Conference would shape up as so. Golden State versus OKC. Memphis Grizzlies versus San Antonio Spurs. Portland Trailblazers versus the Los Angeles Clippers. And, wow, you ready for this one? You saw what I left out now. What does that mean?
You're finally going to talk about the Rockets and their offense.
You're saving the best for last. No, this is called the totally biased sports moment for a reason because it's a biasness. On my point of view, I'd be talking about my team. Your team doesn't matter in a totally biased sports moment. It's your totally biased sports moment, but your totally biased sports moment doesn't matter. But anyways, it would be the other game that I say for last, and it would be here at the AAC first game, and the playoffs start today, the Houston Rockets versus the Dallas Mavericks.
See, I told you, save the best for last.
Now, you want to talk about.
Is that
going to
be
episodes of trash?
Never mind.
I said,
is that going to be during the relays? Where I was having my blonde moment. I was thinking that the relays are in Dallas. My bad.
Well, no, this is what I thought you were confused about. I thought you were more so confused about what's it going to, what the playoffs going to have here. Now, the playoffs wouldn't start till, because let's see, look at the regular season schedule. Because that wouldn't be till April. So yeah, there wouldn't be the last game. I'm looking for you now. The last game would be, God, can I get to the point? Seriously? Okay. April 15th, Wednesday, April 15th would be the last NBA regular season games. So that would be it. So the playoffs will be well after relays. So yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Y'all want to see if the playoff picture remains how it is now, that means y'all gonna be hearing multiple episodes of me and JoJo going against each other over and over and over.
I love my rockets. What can I say?
I'm going to talk so much trash to her. Like, I don't think she realizes that it's about to be a wrap.
You know what?
So much
as
trash.
As long as it's not football, I'm okay.
Oh, JoJo.
I sort of got
as a former football player, I'm a former football player.
You know why I hate, like, the main reason why I hate it? Is because all you see on Facebook during football season is everybody going back and forth about the Cowboys and the Texans. And then what happens? Neither one makes it. And everybody's still talking trash.
No, well, we made it to the playoffs, actually. Y'all didn't. I was rooting for y'all, though.
I don't even care about the Texans.
I wanted to see, because, you know, we ended up playing against the Texans this season. So, of course, I was talking trash. I had to talk trash because Angela on Tuesdays runs her mouth about the Cowboys so much because she's a Texans fan. So we had to beat the Texans. But once we were done playing them, I was rooting them on the rest of the way. I wanted to see both Texas teams making some noise in the playoffs. The Cowboys
were
right there.
What do you think? That's the problem. Everybody puts up too much hype, but the Texans, when nobody's really talking about them, they're doing okay. I know that. They do okay. But when everybody starts overhyping them, that's when everything goes to hell. And they suck.
The Texas, man, they have so much. They're missing that one thing. It's like, they just got to find that magical ingredient to keep it. I don't even know that. It's like the quarterback situation is just so confusing. And it's just so much chaos goes on with the quarterback situation. But y'all got a person who – y'all got J.J. Watt, who this dude played day in the every position. Heck, if you paid him enough, he'll play quarterback too. This dude – you talk about defensive linemen that has caught multiple touchdown passes. That is crazy.
Oh, my God. So, I don't care about football season. I don't watch it. I don't even have to watch it. All I have to do is get on Facebook. There you go. Right there. Always got my news feed. You know what? I need some new friends on Facebook that are nice. Texas, period. So that when football season comes around.
Boo. Anyways. While you're ruining my totally biased sports moment, I'm kind of going to wrap it up the show. Remind you guys, tune in. You know, if you miss any parts of this show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CEDDY J. And that's you can listen to all the shows. You can listen to all the episodes of Life at the Does Live, all the episodes of Glitz and Glamour, and all the episodes of Real Spirit Radio. Right there. Simple as that. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. JoJo, let them know how they can follow you, or as we say on the show, stalk you.
SWJOJO.
There you go, people. Shetty J Dusk is where you can find me. Dang near everywhere, too. Just type it in. You're going to find me. Shetty J Dusk is going to pretty much be everything. If you find it, is you probably, you know, now if it's a fake page, let me know, because I'm going to chase some people down. But other than that, pretty much you're going to find me. So, yes, man, that's pretty much it. Every day's show. Got tuned into the Wednesday show. I wasn't sure the surprise, but
hey,
y'all going to have to wait a little bit longer until tomorrow night to find out who will be on the show this Wednesday. Oh, well.
It's okay. All right, y'all. That's all that matters.
And then we're going to give you a friendly reminder every day on the show, every episode of the show leading up into it. Austin, we'll be in Austin, Texas Relays weekend. We will be doing the show. We are still in the sights of Friday and Saturday. I'm thinking Saturday afternoon might be great. I'm really leaning towards that. So we're going to see. We'll let you know closer to the time. I don't really like the afternoon because I want it because the drinking game, the nighttime is important for drinking games. So we're going to see.
Yes,
it won't be. Stay tuned. That's the weekend of 27th through the
29th. No, that's
too messy. So, we out. Again, everyone say bless. Granny, watch out to Mama Rachel, man. You know, so not both my grandmothers have passed away, but here's the crazy part. They both were here. They both would clown to death of each other. She was a pun there, about death, was not trying to be petty, but they would just clown, man. That's your love, man. It's just goofy. So, I love y'all, man. Y'all keep sending your energy. Help me, man, to continuously go harder and harder. I won't let you guys down, and I will just continue to pursue what I love and make sure I leave a everlasting memory with people. All right, we out. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life at the Dust Live. What's your boy, Sandy J, and your girl, JoJo. We out. Peace.